Ubaldo Jimenez matching up with Luis Severino as the Orioles play host to the Yankees. New York takes an early 1-0 lead in this game, but it does not last long as Adam Jones steps up in the first.
1-1 delivery, Adam the other way. Bird can't get it. That's going to score a run as it dribbles into foul territory, and Adam Jones has tied the game on a little single down to first. And boy, did he get that one. Way back in left field. The question is where? Way up there. Goodbye, home run. So Sanchez delivers a 2-RBI homer, the second home run off Jimenez in the ballgame, and the Yankees extend their lead to 5-1.
Now the right-hander again is ready. Severino checked the runners. Two aboard, two outs. Here comes the 1-1 to Manny. There's a high drive into left center. This ball is pretty well hit. It is way back there. It is gone. A home run. Pipe that baby. Adios. Manny Machado indeed makes it a one-run game. How about that?
Here's the 2-1 delivery on the way, and he did. Way up in the air, back near the board, looking up, and goodbye, home run! Under the flag court, Seth Smith delivers a 2-RBI homer, and the Orioles have a 6-5 lead.
And that would be your final on Friday as Smith delivers in the clutch for his first home run as an Oriole. Donnie Hart records one out in relief for Baltimore for his first Major League win. The O's are now 3-0 to start the year. Matt Holliday hits his first Yankee homer in the loss. The Birds come back from as many as four runs down on Friday to improve to 2-2 on the year and give Buck Showalter a satisfying early season win.
Zach, okay? What happened?
I think just rolled his ankle a little. Look at the replay. Of course, didn't look too bad, but we'll see how it manages when the adrenaline kind of wears off.
Buck, how proud are you of the collective effort of the bullpen tonight? I mean, Ubaldo obviously didn't go that deep into the game, and you were able to have five or six guys out there.
Well, we had four guys I was hoping to use tonight in a perfect world. You know, I wanted to get Donnie out there. I wanted to get Darren out there. The only guy we didn't get out there was Nuno. Got Oliver out there, so we still got, after three games, just one guy that hasn't pitched. But, you know, with the off days and everything, it's kind of been an every other day thing with Brad and Zach. And so they've had a day's rest between their outings. Really glad to get Darren off the schneid, so to speak. It's kind of been 10 days. I think, you know, they're to get through that game with some guys that really hadn't been out there in quite a while, that was good to get a W out of it.
To Seth Smith as your leadoff guy, and he ends up hitting a home run. I mean, obviously he has power, but, you know, it's just that maybe you don't expect that guy to hit the big home
run.
Well,
you know, he's trying to get something up there that he can, you know. The problem, you go up there trying to hit a fly ball more times than not, it's really a bad mentality over the years, I've found. But he was just trying to get something he could put a good swing on. With the infield in, they had the kind of shift on, so there was a possibility on a slow developing ground ball that John would have broke with his with the lead that he had over at third. So, you know, he's a good professional at bat. You know, he's a good guy to have up in that situation. Wellington had a big throw out at second base, I thought. Might go unnoticed.
Look, I mean, that was part of the reason you brought Seth. You went and got Seth was for a guy that's going to put on a good at-bat in a tough situation.
Well, what happens too, especially with a guy like Clippard with the changeup, and, you know, he does such a great job of making you get yourself out, and then the fastball plays up so much because it's similar to Oliver a little bit, but, you know, he's got a third pitch also. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why we bunted J.J. there is trying to keep, you know, Betances and Chapman out of the game. And if you don't score in that seventh, you've got an issue there. And Clippard is going to pitch the seventh in real well for him, too, this year. We were just fortunate to take advantage of an error.
Seth Smith played the role of hero for Baltimore on Friday. He goes 2-for-4 with two runs scored and the eventual game-winning home run, and he's making quite an impression on his new team.
6-5 comeback win, and Seth Smith, the game-winning RBI, his first home run. Seth, congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Tell me about a little bit about the at-bat, will you? You'd seen Clippard a little bit before, but what were you looking at?
Yeah, he's a tough at-bat, like a really good changeup and a sneaky fastball. And I was kind of aware of both of them. I'm not sure exactly what I was doing, what I was looking for. Mostly just a ball down the middle and adjust accordingly.
Well, you know, you killed the Orioles were kind of coasting along last year, and then you really did them in up in Seattle. But I'm looking at your numbers in spring training. I'm going, been up almost 50 times. He's got two home runs here at Camden Yards. Well, now you got three. But again, you're just trying to put the ball in the air there, and you know, it's a great park to hit it.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed coming here. And a bat like that, a runner at third, less than two outs, infield in. You want to get the ball in the air, but ultimately you're just trying to hit the ball hard. It's too tough to try to dictate what the ball does. You're just trying to barrel it up.
I like Scott Kubas always talking about swing easy, hit hard. That kind of looked like what you did on that swing there. I mean, you had a nice, relaxed swing at the baseball.
Yeah, I was able to kind of way back and hit behind the fastball, even though he has a really good changeup. It's kind of what you want to do, and I was able to do it there and get the barrel to it. You know, I'm definitely happy I was able to barrel it up.
Seth, is it cold out there?
It's very cold.
All right,
is
thank you.
Is it warm in there?
No.
No, not at all.
Seth, thank you very much, and congratulations.
You got it. Thanks.
Ubaldo Jimenez went just 4 1/3. He allowed 5 runs on 7 hits in a no decision.
I think it was difficult for everyone. I mean, I'm not the only one who had to go through that. So our pitching staff did, and they did well, and the Yankee pitching staff, they had to go through that too. So that's not an excuse. I mean, I just hand to a splitter, and they made me pay for it.
Is that just what it was? The split doesn't work as well, you know, in the cold?
It's hard to get a grip on it. If you don't get a good grip, it's not going to break. That's what happened. I threw a couple of good ones, but those two, they just hang in there.
How exciting is it for you that you know, the team was able to come back on such a difficult night to play?
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, those kind of games is something that you're going to take for the whole season. I mean, those games means a lot, especially coming from behind. It was a tough night to play, and the guys just battled. They picked me up, and Bullpen did the job that they usually do every night. So, and the hitters, they just kept grinding, and they scored a lot of runs.
How impressive was Manny's home run into that wind?
It was really impressive, especially against Severino. That was a 97 miles per hour fastball inside, so that's a tough pitch to hit, and he did. It's one of the best hitters. So.